Well, he told his congregation he had nothing to hide. He insists a News 8 investigation about his lifestyle was wrong, but Ed Young, the pastor at Fellowship Church in Grapevine, may soon have to answer. Numerous trips by the leased church jet to resort locations, travel costing tens of thousands of dollars per trip. News 8's Brett Schiff joins us now. He's got some new information about the use of that jet. Right.
That's right, John. 3 months ago, we first reported on the lifestyle of Fellowship Church Pastor Ed Young. We revealed the existence of a private church jet and a complex network of private businesses. For months, we have requested interviews with Pastor Young. Each time, we have been referred to a New York public relations firm. Yet they have declined to answer simple questions, such as, who uses the church jet and for what? So we did a little digging of our own, and tonight, News 8 investigates. Fellowship Church, located in Grapevine, has thousands of members on 5 campuses. Pastor Ed Young says his church and travels have allowed him to minister to more than a quarter million people. But Young may be best known for this.
Sex is like pizza.
His 2008 sermon urging married couples to have 7 days of sex. So sensational, he made guest appearances on several network programs, including Comedy Central.
The church, we've been quiet about sex, and something that God has not been quiet about. So I think Christians...
You're not doing it right then.
Yeah, it's true.
Young is somewhat less eager to talk about this, a News 8 investigation into his Fellowship Church's leasing of an $8 million Dassault Falcon 50 private jet, which the church keeps at a hangar at Alliance Airport. While Young is not legally or professionally obligated to disclose anything to his congregants, he did respond to our report about his travel.
And this year I'm flying commercially like a mad dog to places all over the world. I also have chartered planes.
Then, last on his list of preferred air travel, something he had not disclosed to his congregation until after our story.
We also lease private aircraft.
According to the New York public relations firm hired by Young, the plane used by Pastor Young is used primarily for vital ministry affairs. This plane has allowed Pastor Young access to minister to more than a quarter of a million people who he otherwise would not have been able to reach. But FAA flight logs obtained by News 8 tell a more detailed story, using dates, times, and destinations dating back to March 2007 when the jet was acquired. We plotted the trips on a monthly calendar. Shaded in green are the days of the month the church jet was being used, presumably by Young. 416 days in less than 3 years. Many of those days, 150 of them, the jet was parked at an airport in Miami where Young has a branch of his Fellowship Church. But as we found out a few Sundays ago, Young and his associates regularly minister to the Miami congregation via satellite signal, beamed to their church from the Fellowship Church in Grapevine. The question is, of those 150 days the jet was in Miami, how often was Young on the jet and how often was he actually serving his congregation? According to the New York public relations firm, Pastor Young is personally very active at his Miami campus. He often returns week after week to lead sermons. All of those trips to Miami, all of those days in southern Florida, and while his church is only open one day a week, there is one place belonging to Young that is open 24/7. Specifically, a condominium, which Young makes passing reference to in this address to his congregation.
I have a condo. I have a condo. It's not paid for either, but I have invested in a condo. I have that.
And this is it, Young's condo, a gated 2,600-square-foot oceanfront condominium in Coconut Grove, Florida, which he bought in 2007 for $1.1 million. From his 16th-floor oceanfront balcony, a spectacular view of the Dinner Key Marina, the largest marina in Florida. Also of interest to Young in South Florida, one of his admitted passions.
Florida Keys, an epic day after the tarpon.
Woo! This is what it's all about. Woo!
Yes, sir, baby.
Congratulations.
What's this one?
In addition to the trips to Miami, the church jet took Young on a five-day trip to Cabo San Lucas, where fishing was on the menu for him and his attorney, Dennis Brewer.
You know, the rooster fish swims here. You know what a rooster fish is?
Man, I know you're on the fishing boat.
We asked the church for a list of its ministries. None was located in Cabo San Lucas. Add to that six trips by the church jet to the Bahamas, one to Anguilla, one to Belize, one to England. Again, when we asked for a list of foreign ministries, none of those countries was mentioned. The church jet also made several shorter trips to his hometown of Houston, to Austin, and to Gainesville. The jet made 10 trips to Tyler, just 100 miles away, where the church maintains a lodge and retreat. There were multiple trips to New York, at least two coinciding with his network appearances. Air travel usually paid for by the networks themselves.
We talk about those priorities versus the commitments because so often they don't really sync up.
Again, Young and the church have declined to answer questions about the jet's use and its cost to the congregation. According to Blue Star Jet Chartering Service, it costs $15,000 to charter a similar jet round trip from Alliance Airport to Tyler. From Alliance to Cabo San Lucas, $35,000. From Alliance to New York, $50,000. And from Alliance Airport to Miami, $42,000. Multiply that by the 50 times the church jet has flown to Miami in less than 3 years, the cost of those trips alone would amount to $2.1 million. The lingering question, who picks up the tab for any personal travel, and our fellowship church congregants unknowingly paying the price? Young says no.
When I do anything personally, whether it be on a commercial aircraft or a charter aircraft, I always pay for it. I have teams of accountants watching every single penny.
Again, we have repeatedly asked to see evidence of any of those payments. We have asked to speak with Young's board of directors who approved his travel and were told no. The one thing we have been provided is a statement from the PR firm in New York, and we are providing that statement in full on our website at WFAA.com. Brett Shipp, Channel 8 News.